This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله أشهد أن محمداً رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, Amin Rabbil Alameen. I also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he takes us from this dunya when he is most pleased with us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last a'mal our best a'mal, Amin Rabbil Alameen. I'm sure all of you are aware that we have Salatul Janazah after Salatul Jum'ah, and I intend to say a few words about this young man, Brother Bilal. The first part of the khutbah, inshallah, I want to dedicate it to the topic I had at hand, I had already planned throughout the entire week to discuss and talk about, inshallah, and I will dedicate the last part of my khutbah to talk about this young man. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaches us the importance of maintaining relationships and maintaining family ties. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before he became a prophet, from the time of Hilful Fudul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a young man was observing the injustices of society. But because he never had a platform, because he could not say so much, at that time he had to stay quiet and there's not much he could say. But when he had this ability to speak up, when he had the ability to stand on the right side, from the time of Hilful Fudul, though it is a very important event in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but many people are not aware of the fact that this happened prior to him becoming a prophet. Which means that you don't have to be necessarily even a Muslim. As long as you are a human being, when you see something that is wrong, because of the fact that Allah has created something within you and I, which is in English called innate human nature, or in Arabic is called al-fitra. Because of the fact that Allah has created this within us, we know very well and we're able to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man being treated unjustly in Mecca. And the people of Mecca came together and they created a pact, which was eventually known as Hilful Fudul. But even in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the very first things the Prophet alayhi salam was able to establish, along with the fact that he was presenting his message and he was propagating his message of Tawheed and monotheism, one of the most important things the Prophet ﷺ established were the rights of people. He saw that the yatim was abused in the society, and Allah, he calls it out in the Quran when he says, فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. How they were treating the yatim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that how girls were being treated in the community, how girls were being buried alive, and the Prophet alaihi wasallam eradicated this behavior. And throughout this entire journey, the seerah of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, we learn that till the last moment of his life, he always emphasized on people's rights. He always emphasized on relationships, and he always emphasized on maintaining those relationships. Why do you think the Prophet alayhi salam, he maintained this message over and over again? Because the reality is, brothers and sisters, that relationships are hard. Relationships, especially when it comes to family members, when it comes to your own kids, when it comes to your own spouse, it is very, very difficult. If you don't like someone, you can stay out of their hairs, you can stay out of their way, but you cannot do that with family. If you don't like someone's personality, you can generally stay away from them, but you can't do that with family. If you don't like someone's way of thinking, you can generally stay away from them, but you can't do that with family. The truth is that each and every one of us, we have certain personalities. We are difficult in some certain way. And this is why you see that when a husband and wife, when they embark on this journey of marriage, there are difficulties, there are conflicts that usually occur. Why? Because of these issues that they're not able to resolve. Sometimes it's a communication issue. Sometimes it's an understanding issue. But the point is, brothers and sisters, when relationships are so hard, when relationships are so difficult, then the question is, that what do I get? What do we get when I maintain a relationship? Though people might be difficult, but we have to also understand that people might find me difficult too. People might find us difficult. When we find other families difficult, some people might find my family difficult. But when we keep a relationship, when we keep the hearts united, when we treat each other with respect and dignity, when someone says salam and you respond with the salam, and someone asks you a question and you respond to them in a dignified way, for those people who maintain this relationship, there are a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that talk about this. Because one hadith that we find, very beautiful hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam, he says that maintaining, what he says in this hadith is, in a nutshell, that maintaining ties serves as your evidence that you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign that you actually believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that whoever believes in Allah, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, just like you and I, we believe that it is a complete reality. The last day, the day of judgment, is an absolute reality. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that anyone who has this kind of faith, then the demand from Allah is what? That they should maintain a good relationship with their family members, with their kith and kin. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. Once again, that no matter what, because of the fact that you know that if I am patient today, if I keep my mouth closed today, I'm not talking about situations, brothers and sisters, where you are abused. I'm not talking about those kind of relationships. Those are things that require different steps that you need to take. But the point is that everyone is going to be difficult in some way. But if you can be around your family and maintain a cordial relationship, why? Simply because I believe in Allah. Simply because I believe in the last day. This is what the demand is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, there's another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an, where he says, alayhi salam. And before we listen to this hadith, I want us all to understand this. How often does it happen where many of us, spiritually, we are so focused, we will make sure we come to the masjid every single day. We will make sure that we read our du'as morning and evening, our adhkar al-sabah wal-masa. We will make sure that we read Quran every single day. We will make sure that we are very punctual about our prayers. We're going for umrahs every single year. Every other year, or after every few years, we're going for hajj. And we think that, yes, spiritually, we're on the right path. But a lot of times, what happens is, as the Quran says, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. How often we become obsessed with the little that we are doing, and we neglect our other responsibilities. And often what happens is that we begin to abuse people in our families. We are abusing our own kids, or abusing especially our parents, or abusing other people in our families and so forth. And usually in this kind of situation, we forget that when it comes to other people, their rights, and maintaining a relationship, this is also part of our deen. Just like salat is important, likewise, maintaining a relationship is also important. Just like reading Quran is important, maintaining our relationship is also equally important. These are not two separate entities, but rather they go hand in hand. When there was a woman in Medina who was very spiritually engaged, very spiritually oriented. When she would abuse other people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clear that the wrong that she is doing is going to take her to the fire of Jahannam. So this is why, brothers and sisters, there are some of us who are so spiritually engaged and we forget about the other responsibilities. And then there are people who are, mashallah, they are very well to do when it comes to people's rights, but they neglect their spirituality, and they both go hand in hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, should I not inform you of something that is more excellent in degree than fasting and prayer and giving sadaqah? This is something that even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were asked. The Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, yes, Prophet of Allah, he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, putting things right between people, meaning doing sulh between people, bringing people together, and not only that, but making sure you keep them away from what is destructive. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying, that maintaining their relationship, even if there's an issue in the family, there are times when family members, instead of stepping into the middle and bringing the hearts together, they have a habit of putting more fuel to the fire. They have a habit of taking sides. There was never a situation where the Prophet ﷺ would take sides unless there was a situation where a man was clearly guilty and there was another person who was clearly innocent. In those kind of situations, brothers and sisters, if family members are getting involved and they are dividing the two people, they are creating a greater division, then they are also part of the problem. It is part of the nature of a Muslim, a believer in Allah, that you step in and you try to bring the hearts together. At the end of the day, we call ourselves a community. A community is made up of families, and families are made up of individuals. If the people within the families cannot get along, then we don't have families. And if there are no families, you don't have a community. This is the mindset that we need to have. And at the end of the day, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that we are one ummah, we are one body, and that is the mindset that we need to develop. Now, on top of that, is also important to understand the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's a lot more that I want to share, but because of time, I cannot. There is one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he says, a person who severs ties, and once again, it's not just about the two people who are involved, who are severing ties with each other. This also includes people who are stepping in and they are severing ties. This hadith even applies to them. The Prophet ﷺ says, the one who severs ties of kinship will not enter into Jannah. There are so many times in our families, especially culturally speaking, let me be very honest here. There are many families where people believe that there is amongst the sibling of your parents, perhaps, there might be an uncle who is the oldest of all the siblings. Or there might be an auntie who is the oldest of all the siblings. And subhanAllah, when it comes to family affairs, whatever they say goes. If they say to do what is wrong, everyone in the family, subhanAllah, they will follow accordingly. This is not as a Muslim, we cannot stand on the side of wrong. If we see someone breaking up ties, I need to step in. I don't care what my entire family says, I will step in because this is my responsibility as a Muslim, that I step in and I do not sever ties. And even if the entire family says that you need to sever ties with this particular person, that means that I am not responsible. Their orders are not unconditional. I've said this before many times. Unconditional obedience is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unconditional obedience is not due to our parents. Unconditional obedience only, the only one who's deserving of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, but we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is why it is absolutely important that, especially when it comes to our families, brothers and sisters, you have no idea Wallahi, I can sit here for the next 10 hours, share with you the stories, the calls, wallahi, on a weekly basis. Weekly basis. If you look at all the people who set up their appointments to talk to me about their problems, 99% are regarding families. 99% are regarding breaking up of families, or people are in conflict regarding their families, or some kind of family issue. And not only that, but wallahi, it breaks my heart when I have to hear over and over again that people are getting involved in the families and they're breaking up families. Mother and father will get involved and tell their son, give a divorce to your wife. You don't need to be with her anymore. She didn't do anything wrong. Instead of you giving your son advice that go and work with her, go to conflict resolution, go to some kind of counseling, no, go and break up this marriage. Sometimes it is the parents giving the advice to their daughter, sometimes it's the parents giving the advice to their son, and you see, subhanAllah, wallahi, people find more happiness, people find more happiness in breaking up families rather than bringing people together. This is not, where is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we forgotten that we have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment? When Allah says, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ, they have forgotten about the fact that they have to stand in the court of Allah. And how often families are breaking apart, marriages are breaking apart. Why? Because subhanAllah, people are coaching each other. If you go and you do this, you go in court and you say this, you can take half of your husband's wealth. If you go and you do this, you can get these rights and that rights. SubhanAllah, there are people, I mean, it boggles my mind. People coaching each other. How to break up your families. How to break up your relationships. And wallahi, to those people who do these kind of things, why? Because you want a certain level of respect in your families? Or because you find that you find happiness in breaking people's families apart? Remember one thing, you will not escape the wrath of Allah. We have to answer to Allah at the end of the day. This dunya will come to an end. We will leave this dunya. And then we will have to stand before Allah, and we have to give an answer to everything before Allah on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, if we maintain relationships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will barakah in our life. If we break up relationships, Allah will take away that barakah from our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through His infinite mercy, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to maintain ties within our families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if there are conflicts and issues, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom and the hikmah and the knowledge to overcome our issues in our families. Amin Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum lati wa dhikr al-hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'i al-muslimina fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Subhanallah, I was just sitting this morning when I first got the news of young Bilal, and I was sitting in my, you know, so my wife was sitting right there, and she basically put her hands on her mouth, and you know, she had this expression, and I asked her right away that what has happened, and she told me about Bilal, and subhanAllah, I was in a state of shock, to be honest. You know, this young man, subhanAllah, I've known him since the Arlington days. A young, humble man, mashallah. A hafidhul Qur'an, mashallah. He even led Taraweeh with me back in the day when I was in Arlington. I've been leading Taraweeh for many years. I remember one year he came and he led Taraweeh with me also, mashallah. But he was a respectful young man. A man that when I saw him, how he would interact with his parents, his father, marhum, rahmatullahi alayh, how he was so respectful to him, how he was so respectful to his mother. And not only that, but subhanAllah, even when you look at this entire family, for those of you who don't know, I mean, Salim, Brother Salim Samdani, rahmatullahi alayhi, subhanAllah, even back in the day when new masajid were coming into fruition, they were coming to existence, he and his, mashallah, his family, he had even a brother that who would come and teach Sunday school, mashallah. He himself, Brother Salim, was a very generous man. He would always come and just pour his heart out, give so much donations to the masajid and so forth. And a few years ago, he passed away. And when he passed away, it was at that time in my mind that it's so difficult for the mother that now it's only mother and son. And now we found out today that even Bilal passed away. And this is a reminder, first of all, for all the young brothers and young sisters. I know we have this saying, especially I say this myself to a lot of the young brothers and young sisters, that you have a long life ahead of you. But wallahi, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. You know how many janazas we've had here in the last 1 year for those of us in the EPIC community? You know how many janazas we've had of people, you know, who have not even hit the age of 20? Subhanallah. We had just probably a week or 2 weeks ago, we had a janazah of a 19-year-old young man. The next day, we had the janazah of a 90-year-old man. And now today, we're offering another janazah of a young man who's in his 20s. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to death, it does not discriminate. It does not look at age. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a reminder for each one of us, don't think that we will even live till tomorrow. Life is so unpredictable that there is no guarantee that even though you know that I am coming to the end of my khutbah, there's no guarantee that you will see the end of this khutbah. If life is so unpredictable, then why have we forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let this be a reminder, especially for our young brothers and young sisters. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand your purpose of life, my young brothers and young sisters. This dunya, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is just a play. It's all fake. There's only one thing that's real, and that is the akhirah. Believing in Allah, living your life, and following the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing your life like on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is where you will find happiness. Running after people, running after, you know, social media likes and followers, wallahi, is not going to get you the happiness that you're looking for. It's not going to bring that contentment in your life. So my young brothers and sisters, let this be a wake-up call. How often, like, think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ask each one of us here that how many lessons, how many signs did I have to bring in front of you in order for you, in order for us to understand our purpose of life? When we have janazas of babies, janazas of children, janazas of teenagers, janazas of people in their 20s, is this not a sign for all of us? When will we wake up? When will we understand our purpose of life? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these reminders in front of us so that you and I, we can turn our life around. Yet despite, after seeing all this, if we're not still turning our life around, then there's a major problem in our heart. There's a major problem with our spirituality and the state of our iman. So first of all is that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for young brother Bilal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a place in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him from the shabab of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that due to the fact that he was a hafiz of the Qur'an, may Allah make that a nur for him in his grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnify every khayr and every good that he has done. And the fact that he was so respectful to his parents, he was such a calm and humble man, may Allah reward him immensely for exhibiting the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the mother, Sister Naila, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her immense amount of patience. For a mother to lose her husband and to lose her only child, wallahi, it's very difficult. And going back to what I was talking about earlier, maintaining relationships. One of the kind of relationships, another type of relationship that we need to maintain is community relationships. I urge the sisters, especially the sisters, that please be there for Sister Naila. Please reach out to her. Please stay in contact with her. I've had people who have called me and tell me they have lost loved ones, family members, and they feel like that they don't want to come to the masjid anymore because they are in the state of depression and anxiety and so forth. And I tell everyone, come back to the masjid. The masjid is where you will find the community. The masjid is where you will find home and you will find everyone around you. So this is why I urge the sisters to please offer your emotional support, offer your any kind of support that Sister Naila needs, inshallah. Please be there for her. This is what will bring the sisterhood, inshallah, closer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her immense amount of patience. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he brings back in her life the day where she will be reunited with her husband and her son, Ameen Rabbil Alameen, in Jad al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma sul Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma sul Islam wal-Muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma sulna ala man khalafana. واحفظ بلادنا واصلح اولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بايدينا الى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا باسماعنا وابصارنا وقواتنا ما احيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight in lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please come inside the main hall. There's ample amount of space. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight and complete. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight and complete. If there's any space, especially if there's any sisters in the multipurpose hall, please come inside the main hall. There's usually a lot of space in the two side rooms. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight and complete. There's ample amount of space inside the lobby area, so please come inside. There should be no one inside the multipurpose hall. And I request everyone that as soon as we are done with Salatul Jum'ah, inshallah, please make some space so we can bring the janazah, inshallah, forward. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasul. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله صلوا سواكم وصدق خلال الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم السلام عليكم. If I can, everyone can make some space, please. Thank you. If I can ask the family members to please come forward. I think Brother Sajjad sometimes is in the back. If you can please come forward. This is the uncle. Also, Brother Mateen Samdani, if you're in the back, please come forward. Any male figures from the family, if they can please come forward. And I request the brothers in the front row to please give them some space. Please remain on your lines. Often when we move off from our lines, then it becomes very confusing for many people. Just the family members, just come to the front here. Just the family members, please. Nothing more. Okay. Inshallah, just go. Inshallah, the family has requested that their brother Bilal's teacher, Dr. Masood Ahmed, Sheikh Masood Ahmed, he, inshallah, leads the Salat al-Janazah. He was his teacher who actually taught him Quran and made mahafiz the Quran, mashallah. So he's going to, inshallah, lead the Salat al-Janazah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Salam ala Khatir Nabijin Muhammad wa ala Ali Sabi. Man, you know me. My name is Masood Ahmed from Arlington Central Masjid. And he, Bilal Salim, was one of my students, memorized the Quran and Kareem, mashallah ta'ala. And was very humble, nice, good behavior. That my experience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his Quran intercessor for him. Not for him only, but for his father who died and passed away before. And make the intercessor for also his mom. She is alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah in her life, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah to make this Quran also intercessor for him on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. And I advise him, her all especially to be patient and ask. I'll say that. Say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you say Alhamdulillah, when you listen, when you lost anyone of your family, or especially the young, if you say Alhamdulillah and you say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angels, what my servant said when you took his soul? He said, they say, your worshipper said Alhamdulillah, and istarja'a, and said Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khalal, build for my servant the house in Jannah. And name this house Baytul Hamd. Baytul Hamd, the house of the praising. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all of us the patience and all of especially for his mom, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. And grant his father Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. And in future, inshallah ta'ala, grant his mom also Jannah. And put them, all of them together in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. And all the family, put them all together, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You came here to pray janazah salah for him, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you this good deed, inshallah ta'ala, and increase your reward, inshallah ta'ala. I forgot to tell you how you perform the Salat al-Janazah. Salat al-Janazah is not a ruku, no sajda, no zan, no iqaba, nothing. Only the four takbirat. After the first one, you read Isana either or you read the Surah al-Fatiha till end. And after the second one, you say the Salat al-Nabi alayhi salatu Allah wa salli ala Muhammad till end. And after the third one, you make dua for the deceased. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا ونسانا اللهم نهيت منا or any دعاء even you can say اللهم اغفر له if you don't know the all دعاء you can say اللهم اغفر له وارحمه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه إن شاء الله تعالى and then the fourth one we make salam both sides إن شاء الله تعالى جزاكم الله خير الله أكبر اللهم الحمد لله تبارك الحمد لله الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد اللهم بارك على إبراهيم الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشهيدنا صغيرنا وذكرنا اللهم ارحمنا فيت اللهم اغفر له اللهم اللهم ارحمه اللهم اجعل الجنة مثواه اللهم اغسله بالماء والسلم الملك اللهم نقيه من الخطايا اللهم اجعل داره واهلا خيرا اللهم ان كان محسنا فزد في حسن وإن كان مسيبا فتجاوز عن سيئاته الله اغفر له الله أكبر اللهم لا تحرمنا أجر بيتك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we're still waiting for the hearse to come. So we're going to ask everyone to please give us some space, inshallah. They can pray their sunnah, inshallah. In 5 minutes, we're going to take the janazah to the back in the multipurpose hall. And once the hearse arrives, then we're going to, inshallah, move towards the graveyard. Jazakumullah khair.